Everyone in this community has a story. The Petersburg Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences by setting aside time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. In this excerpt, Tom Abbott speaks with his son Van about growing up in the family's funeral home business in Minnesota.
And my last question is, what was it like growing up in a funeral home?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I find more and more people are kind of fascinated by that when they hear, I'm the youngest of seven, so of my six siblings, the two oldest are both funeral directors, and my dad is a funeral director. So there are three of them in the family. It was interesting, but it was, you know, for us, it was just, it's what we knew. It's what we grew up with. You know, it was sort of the family business. I mean, we didn't think it was weird. We didn't think it was anything different. I mean, it was what we did. You know, the house itself was not connected to the funeral home, and we didn't live in the funeral home. We had the house, the residence was a couple of blocks away. I did work for my dad at the funeral home. A lot of us did in the family. At various times, I put makeup on the deceased a lot. I did a lot of that, you know, where you had to put some color back into them for a wake. You know, we were Catholic, so a lot of our funerals that we did were Catholic, but it was a small town, so there were, you know, Lutherans and other denominations there in southeast Minnesota, but for the most part, we did Catholic funerals. That was my helping out job, was to do that. And then as I got older, my brothers and I, we were the ones that were, you know, kind of moving people around, caskets around and that sort of thing. So there was all that part of the business, too. The house phone and the business phone had two different rings, and it was the same phone. And that's kind of weird. This was all before cell phones or anything, you know. We didn't have an answering machine. We had somebody on call. And, you know, who's watching the phone tonight was the big argument in our family all the time. Because somebody always had to be available to answer that phone. And we knew, you know, you knew one from the other. And it was like always when we sat down for a family dinner that the business phone would ring, you know. So there was that aspect of it. And it was interesting. I mean, I think we all learned a pretty valuable lesson with it. I think we all in our family have a sense of death as not necessarily being this terrible, fearful event, but that it's more a part of life. Although, of course, you know, we all, our mother died. My father has been a widower for 35 years. She died in 1973. She was only 45 years old, so I'm now older than she was at that time. So I think we learned a lot growing up as a funeral director's family, and then losing our mother at an early age for all of us. I think it really gave us a valuable lesson about how to live your life with, you know, taking every day for as a gift. So that's what I hope that you can learn too.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.